Hey folks, you've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Jasper. It is the middle of Fun Drive. We have been fun driving for about a week now, and we're coming to the end. And as part of our special programming, we have lots of fun guests in the studio, and today is no exception. I have Mr. Justice McClellan in studio with me today. Justice, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jasper?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being here. Now, you do a lot of things, so perhaps instead of me fumbling through some kind of introduction of you, perhaps you could tell everybody listening at home a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I've been playing in bands since I was in high school, and just been involved in music in some way or another. And I play in a band called Blue Jay, have a project called Messaluna and Harlequin Gold. Beyond that, I've been doing some music for film and television, and right now I'm working on an exercise show. So I'm making some cool beats for people to stretch and work out to.
Cool, cool.
Yeah,
the scoring's like a new gig for you, hey?
Yeah, it's pretty new. But along the lines, quite a bit of my music has been used either in commercials or also in, it's just worked as a score by happenstance. Somebody
sure.
just liked it for their scene or whatever. So
yeah
I just think it's a natural thing that my music just tends to be a bit more like cinematic or, yeah, it goes along. It seems to go along with certain moods a bit better.
Well, for everyone listening at home, Justice, I'm a big fan of Justice's work. Your most recent release would be Lash from Messaluna.
Yep, that was, I think, March of last year.
That was last March, so we're coming up on a year now. And not too long before that, you released the Blue Jay debut.
Yeah, the first Blue Jay EP. So it's been a little bit since I've done something with that project, but I'm ramping up to do something with that. Have
Very
quite
cool.
a few songs ready to go. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've heard some of them. I've heard like early versions, like sneaky sort of. Well, I mean, you showed them to me, so I guess it's not that sneaky. But
yeah, they're still in those forms in some sense or another. But I'm looking forward to recording them this year, and I'm gonna get into the studio at some time. But I always like recording those in a room live off the floor. Usually I think it adds a bit of urgency to just getting them done and finalizing them. And yeah, as we were talking before the show, that can be an expensive thing to do sometimes.
Well, I remember you, when you went into do the Blue Jay EP, you finished it. You had like a week booked or something, and you finished the whole thing in like 3 days or something. Not even that long.
Yeah, it was fast. I think we had 4 days booked, and we were stressing out about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But we managed to get it all done and mixed in 3 days.
Yeah.
So.
And mixed. That's right. Like,
yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, because it's Fun Drive and the theme of Fun Drive is Crush on CITR, Justice has brought in a curated playlist of music that I suppose he has a crush on, songs you're crushing on, artists you're crushing on, songs that maybe remind you of crushes in your life. We're going to get into all of that. But before we do that, I just want to mention that our phones are open. If you care to donate to Fun Drive, the number is 604-822-8648. We have folks standing by on the phones. You can also go to citr.ca. There's a big button at the bottom of the page, which allows you to donate money in any form that you are able to. And we appreciate all of it. So with that in mind, let's start talking about Justice's crushes.
Okay. Well,
what do you want to start with, pal?
Why don't we start with Fortet? He has a new song called Baby, which he has an album coming out at the end of March. And I have a crush on Fortet's simplicity of the way he arranges music. There's a really cool YouTube video that was put out by Future Music, and it just goes through some of his process. And I just admire what he's willing to sample off, just an old DVD lying around, and he doesn't really master any of his music or get too obsessive over the little tools. He just tries to find something that works. And something that was really interesting about that video is he was saying that he didn't master things, which a lot of audio people will get pretty
just cringe,
obsessed
right?
with. They'd cringe over that. And he wanted, the idea was to preserve how digital it was.
Okay. Sort of lean into the digital nature of the recording.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think most people that I come across, and even I have the mentality sometimes, is that there has to be this analog element.
Yeah, sure. I've been down that road, yeah.
Yeah, so it's always nice to have an artist who will shake your perception a bit and maybe give you an idea of how you can lean into something that others aren't, and maybe there's some beauty in that. Just because it's digital doesn't mean it's, yeah.
It's just a different aesthetic. It doesn't necessarily, just because it's not analog doesn't mean it's worse.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this song is called Baby. It's by Fortet.
Oh,
Oh, that's Fortet Baby.
What'd you think?
I dug it. I loved that. I loved the like water interlude in the middle.
Yeah. Very, very calming, meditative.
Yeah. It's hard to incorporate those kind of sounds into music sometimes.
It always seems hokey when you're approaching
that's
that.
Exactly it, right?
Let's put a thunderstorm in here to just set the mood. But I was listening to the new Billie Eilish record at the gym today, and there was a nice thunderstorm that was used as a transition to the next part.
Okay.
It was quite subtle, but very, very effective.
You have to be subtle with it, I think.
Yeah.
Rain especially, I've tried to use rain many times in recordings, but it always just kind of sounds like static. Like just like washy white noise. It's really hard to get a good rain recording.
It can sound like pee too.
any running water, yeah. For everyone just tuning in, I'm hanging out in studio with Justice McClellan, local musician extraordinaire. He's generously donated his time and brought in fun-drived, crush-themed music. So we're going through Justice's musical crushes. If you care to donate to Fun Drive, you can head to the website, citr.ca, or you can phone at 604-822-8648. And hey, if you want to chat with me or Justice in studio, phone number for that is 604-822-2487. Maybe you have a question for Justice. I don't know.
Give us a call.
But give us a call. We're here. All right, Justice, what are we doing next?
Let's do Babe Corner's new song.
Awesome.
Yeah, Cigarette. So they released that last week with a new video. And Lindsay also plays in Blue Jay, so one of my projects. And yeah, she has a great band with a great new song.
I should mention they were the runners-up this year at for Shindig.
Oh, nice.
Wow, they put on a great show. Got to see them twice in 1 week.
Well, they do it up. They wear really cool outfits.
Yeah.
They take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Right?
And this video they made is outstanding, hey?
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's
that
so
was
good.
Lester Line.
It was Lester, who you have worked with.
Yeah, he actually did the only Blue Jay video, and he does the Peach Pit videos. I think he's done a few more, but yeah, he's incredible.
He's an auteur.
He is.
All right, this is Babe Corner's song, Cigarette.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent tune. That's Babe Corner, Cigarette. Nice to hear some like some new Babe Corner music finally, hey?
Yeah, it's great. I think they have a full EP coming out.
They do.
When's it coming out?
It's coming out this month. Like, I think the end of the month. It's coming
Perfect.
Out.
Perfect. I can't wait to hear. There's probably, I think, three or four more songs on it.
I assume so, yeah. I think the show is at Red Gate. Oh, I wish we had looked this up before. But everyone, if you want to catch Baby Corner's EP release, it's at Red Gate towards the end of the month. Just, yeah. You know, check the old internet.
We'll find the date.
Justice is going to find the date for you right now. And I'm going to remind you that, hey, it's Fun Drive, folks, and we are driving fun here, and we're trying to raise funds for CITR and Discorder to keep weirdos like us on air and in print. If you have a little extra dough kicking around that you would like to share with us, you can phone it in at 604-822-8648, or you can head to the website, citr.ca, and there's a big button at the bottom of the page that you can smash. Justice, you have information.
Yep. I've tracked it down. It's February 27th at Red Gate with Haley Blay and the Sprouts.
Hey, that's going to be a great show. Haley's awesome, too.
Yeah.
You know Haley. You've played with Haley before, right, Justice?
Yeah. I can't remember if we played a show together, but, I mean, she's excellent. She's a great songwriter.
Yeah, great songwriter.
Yeah. I think she has a new album in the works as well, too.
She does, yeah. It's coming out sometime this year, probably in the spring. Yeah, like soon.
Cool. Lots of music this year coming out of Vancouver.
Yeah. Anything particular that's been released lately in Vancouver that you're excited about?
Well, hey, maybe we can segue to the Peach Pit song.
Okay, sure.
They got that new shampoo bottle song that came out, and they have a new video for that.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's good.
Is
it's
it?
Funny.
Did Lester make it?
Lester also made that. Yeah, but this is a tune. This is a real the chorus gets stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah, you've been crushing on the chorus of this one?
I have. I've been crushing on the songwriting of this tune and the production as well.
Okay, well, is there one like particular aspect of the production or the writing that you're particularly crushing on, Justice?
I'd have to say Chris's guitar tone on this song is
great.
Amazing. It's got a nice vibrato to it, and it kind of reminds me of the Arctic Monkeys a little bit, who I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
So that's a big element. And yeah, the band just sounds incredible on it. The structure's nice. I'm crushing on the whole band on this song.
Okay, that's great. All right, here it is. This is the latest from Peach Pit. It's called Shampoo Bottles.
I've been leaving your shampoo bottles over in the corner there, sitting empty on the bathtub rail, wishing they could wash your hair. Yeah, I keep them by that crumb of fancy soap and your toothbrush at my bathroom sink. Your cell phone charger still hanging from the wall, haven't chucked it all like you'd think, though you haven't been around in weeks. I've run out of my speed stick, honey, so I have been using yours. It's freaking trash, all that organic hoo-ha from one of your health food stores. It's seemingly worsened every day, all this shit. Stick around. shape it's in is giving it away. Yours is dented up and down the doors. Never wanted to see it more. I've been leaving you in radio silence, so I love to catch a pass. Waited long enough that I can never call you. Baby, how fucked is that? And it's all just so forgetful to love sitting with your stuff alone. And why can't I just let it go?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Astail.
This year's Fun Drive finale is on Valentine's Day, which has always been CITR and Discorder's favorite holiday.
This is the Valentine's Day episode.
You know, just a commercial holiday to sell you more shit.
Happy Valentine's Day? I don't know. I don't really, it's not really my thing.
Valentine's Day is pretty much a Hallmark scam to get you to spend your money on chocolate and cards, so you might as well spend your cash at the Fun Drive finale. We're sealing Fun Drive with a kiss, with the help of Psy, Canon Moulot, What, Big City, and Devours, with tunes by DJ Frankie Teardrop at Redgate Art Society on Friday, February 14th, aka Valentine's Day. It's all ages, $10, but no one turned away for lack of funds, and has a silent auction with prizes from businesses across Vancouver.
Thank you.
Love, CITR, and Discorder.
That's right. The Fun Drive finale is tomorrow at Redgate. We are we're ending Fun Drive on Valentine's Day because it's true. It's just a corporate. I mean, okay, I'm expressing a personal opinion now. It does not reflect the opinion of the station or of Justice here, who is in studio with me. But it's just a corporate holiday to sell flowers and candy and reservations at restaurants, I guess. I don't know.
Are you buying flowers and candy?
Well, Justice, my situation is a little different because my wife's birthday happens to be on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
So we don't really, we just celebrate her birthday instead of Valentine's Day.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, and I guess this year, because with Fun Drive going on, we're going to be celebrating her birthday on the 15th, because tomorrow's going to be pretty wild and crazy with Fun Drive finale. So, hey, if you want to come hang out, we're going to be at Redgate. Great, great lineup for you. And, of course, if you would like to donate to Fun Drive, the number is 604-822-8648. We have people standing by to take your call, and you can go to citr.ca to donate. You can also get, there's lots of fun swag, special swag we made for Fun Drive. So, yeah, we appreciate it. And I'm in studio still with Justice. Justice has brought his music that he's crushing on, and we're crushing through this playlist. I don't know if that made sense.
kind of. Almost.
Yeah, maybe the wrong verb for the playlist, but... I've been digging it so far, Justice. The last tune we heard was Peach Pit's new single, Shampoo Bottles. And I don't know
where
we're going
next. That's a good
one, right? Yeah, it is good. It's nice.
What do you think? Because you said you'd only heard it once before.
That was my second listen through, and I thought it was really sweet. I always like pop songs that have like kind of unconventional melodies, and mm-hmm. I would say that is definitely a pop song with an unconventional melodic structure.
Also two choruses.
Like, well, that's it. And like, it was kind of hard to tell where the chorus was, but it didn't matter because it's still, it still like scratched that sort of pop itch that a pop song is supposed to.
Yeah, it was a bit of a grower for me. But then, you know, the first couple times I was like, oh, yeah, this all sounds cool. But yeah, eventually it got stuck in my head and I couldn't stop playing it. I really, really like it.
Well, that that new record is coming soon. I don't know when, but soon.
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 Soon. Okay, Mr. Justice, what are we gonna crushing on next, man?
Well, I'm crushing on this song by a band my girlfriend showed me called Epic High.
Ah.
They're a Korean R&B group.
I love it already.
The song is called Love Drunk, I believe.
You've got two on here, yeah. So you want to do Love Drunk?
Why don't we do Sleepless into Love Drunk?
You want to do...
Sleepless is a little interlude sort of thing, but it's really nice.
Oh, okay.
So we should do that.
All right. Anything else you want to let the folks at home know before we hit it?
No. Just enjoy this. Enjoy this track. Tracks...
Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you have nightmares? Are you heartbroken? Do you feel down, depressed, hopeless? Do you miss someone? Find that things you once enjoyed no longer interest you? Are you lonely? Are you always sleepless?
흔들흔들 거리는 다리와 빙글빙글 도는 내 머리가 널 지우는 중 울렁울렁 거리는 가슴과 쿵쿵쿵쿵 거리는 심장이 널 지우는 중 애써
너를 지우려고 해 바보처럼 이렇게 전부 망가지는데
애써
너를 잊으려고 해 바보처럼 이렇게 I will never be okay
어쩌면 널 지우다 내가 지워질 것 같아 다른 차갑고 오늘따라 소리 들다 이러면 돼
너를 지우려고 해
널 지우려 해
바보처럼 이렇게
이거 망가지는 게 안에 너만 알던 뭔가 맘이 새살 돋게 하려고 행하는 조교 계절이 바뀌어 하는 탈바 꿈을 품 널 벗고 알몸이 돼 상처 입고 애를 쓰는 중 술에 술을 섞듯 독에 독을 섞어 해독이 되길 바라는 게 뭐가 새롭지 해롭지만 so is love 꽃길의 흔적이 가시밭길인 걸 안 보이는 법 줄 담배 한 개가 갤 때쯤 I wake up 추락해 밑바닥칠 때쯤 I wake up 못 살리는 거 고이 채워주는 것이 break up 네가 눈앞에 엇것이라도 되게 I'm a drink up 이렇게 했어
너를 지우려고 해 바보처럼 이렇게 전부 망가지는데
어쩌면 너를 지우다 내가 지워질 것 같아
많이 되나 술로 소독하지 매일 밤 아물만 하면 bleed 하는 pain 맘 필름 끊어져야 잠이 들고 깨면 돼 감겨 반복되는 엔딩 장면들이 내 일상 서울 하늘에 져 달이 홀로 떠있듯이 나 홀로 지키네 어둠은 남은 것이를 니가 남기는 적은 집안 곳곳에 수치웠지만 미련은 아직 내 손만 놓네 어쩌면 영원보다 질긴 정을 떼고 난이 주정만 남았나 봐 술 한 잔에 눈물 쏟다가 미친놈처럼 웃지 어서 그 독을 잔 넘치게 따라 봐 내가 이렇게 했어
너를 지우려고 해. 바보처럼 이렇게 전부 망가지는데
어쩌면 너를
잠이 안 와. 이 생각이 나. 이별은 쓰고 술은 너무 달다. I've been trying to erase it. I've been trying to erase it. 이렇게 했어.
널 지우려 해. 애써 널, 널 지우다.
내가 지워질 것 같아.
내가 지워질 것 같아. 다리와 빙글빙글 도는 내 머리가 널, 널 지우는 중. 울렁울렁거리는 가슴과 쿵쿵쿵쿵거리는 심장이 널.
That's Epic High. Love Drunk. From Korea, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, there, I think, yeah, South Korea.
It was cool. It had a lot going on. There were a lot of influences present.
Some R&B, some 90s R&B.
90s R&B, a little bit of Radiohead.
Yeah.
With that first bit, with the computer voice.
Well, this the whole EP is actually pretty diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that song was pretty diverse, so that, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm, yeah, lucky my girlfriend showed me.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Justice. Yeah. So, let's move on. Where are we moving to, buddy?
Why don't we play the new... let's play a song by Yusu. Yeah, Vancouver artist, electronic sort of... Yeah, she uses organic elements in her production and it kind of reminds me of Fortet in a way. She just has a real creative freedom in her music and I really just admire her just creative freedom and the process that she uses.
Cool. Yusu's been on my radar and cool. I have not heard this, so I'm excited to hear it. What's the song called, Justice?
It's called, which one did I put on there? Little Bird's Moon Bath.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Yusu Justice. When did that come out? Is that like a recent release of Yusu's?
I think that came out last year, maybe in the summer or something. Cool. Yeah, I'll just pop it on once in a while. It's kind of hard to remember the song name sometimes just because the whole EP kind of just flows by.
Yeah, yeah.
You just put it on, listen through, and yeah, Yusu.
It's hard to find with like instrumental, experimental electronic music, whatever you want to call it, such as that. It's hard to find the like a lot of it just blurs together. It's hard to find the cut points, and mm-hmm. it's hard to in your mind like make sense of what is in air quotes a song and what is not.
Right,
where they start, where they begin, you know.
And even with the not remembering a song title, yeah. there's no refrain or
yeah, there's no like
back.
Like lyrical like points that you can tie them to.
Yeah, and that's a big reason why I have a musical crush on Yusu is
yeah.
just the ability to create a mood 6 minutes long and
yeah. it
just be a very special thing to listen to. I personally always feel that music has to have lyrics and, well, when I'm creating.
When you're making
yeah,
it's, your music.
Which is weird because I listen to a lot of experimental electronic music, no lyrics, but when I've dabbled I've had trouble putting out music that is just instrumental for mm-hmm. some reason. And you're also a songwriter,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know if you think there's something to that as well.
Yeah, Justice and I were discussing this during the break. We feel compelled to, as songwriters, musicians, whatever, for some reason he and I both feel the same pressure to like continue making music that is a certain way, and we don't really understand why we feel this pressure because we can do whatever we want, but we don't. Yeah, it's confusing for both of us, and maybe if you're a songwriter out there, you understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe your voice is in there and you're trying to tell some kind of story or
yeah.
make some kind of move from one album to another.
Yeah.
Maybe it could align with some kind of psychological progression you're trying to get out of your life.
Are these things that you're thinking about right now as you're writing the next Blue Jay record?
I've written it so slowly that it hasn't been one of those moments where I've booked studio time and I'm just writing as much as I can trying to get something out. So
yeah.
These have been songs that have luckily just emerged more than putting the pressure on.
Mm-hmm. They've just
emerged.
Yeah,
yeah, so I don't think so. There hasn't been as much need to write.
I see. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is like probably a new process for you, because I think in the past you've had sort of fixed deadlines and you've been very like good at producing work on a pretty really consistent basis, like on deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you've had like with certain grants and et cetera. I've always thought of you as a very like diligent writer.
Yeah. I used to wake up every day and have a coffee,
okay.
do some, subconscious journaling for a while
scribble,
just fill some pages and then get writing. And if I hadn't been writing for a while, say I'd been playing shows or just been busy.
Yeah.
St. Vincent actually said it really well, which is when you start writing again, it's like turning on a tap that hasn't been turned on in a while. There's a bunch of sludge coming out. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's great. I love that. And it's so true.
Yeah. You hear yourself singing really cliche.
Maybe it makes a weird gurgling noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Your voice is lost. And then after, usually for me, there's about a 2 or 3 week point.
Yeah.
Which is a long time where things start to make sense.
That's not too long. A couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks of going at it every day.
Yeah.
Reading some good books, just sort of stimulating that part of your mind.
Yeah, you got to keep, you might have even been the person who gave me this language I'm about to use, but I think you have to balance your inputs with your outputs, right? Was that you and I having that conversation?
I don't think I gave you that.
Well, just in the sense that, like, okay, if you're not outputting, like, mm-hmm. if you're not writing, then you got to keep the inputs coming. You got to keep reading. You got to keep listening to music, keep listening to TED Talks or whatever. Just you got to keep ideas coming in. And if you're not, you can't expect to output if you're not inputting, you know?
Yeah, and especially if you get into writing, there's a tendency to, I can personally start building obsessive behavior. So if I'm writing a lot, you know, which is why I can sometimes produce a bit, is right. that I'll write every day for months on end. But there is a point that I have to realize the tank is empty.
Sure.
And it's time, like you said, it's time to get some input again.
I do try to like give myself a break if I'm sitting at a piano or whatever and it's not happening. I'm gonna be like, okay, it's not the time for this.
Right. What's your break?
Like, what do I do for breaks?
Yeah. Or do you mean like in a day you would just say go for a walk or just take the day off?
Go for a walk. Yeah. Or make a cup of coffee or like watch I like to watch cooking videos a lot. Like I love to cook. So I find that it's a really good way to engage with something I'm interested in passively. Like for entertainment, but also like learn something. Like I can learn how to make a dish by watching someone do it once, kind of thing.
So just intentionally stimulate another part of your brain.
It's like a hobby, you know. It's like instead of going to like watch TV, I'll like learn how to make something, a dish or whatever.
I find I personally don't finish a whole song usually in one go.
I never do.
It'll be maybe the first verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
And you just feel it start to slip from your fingers, from your grasp, the energy that you had when you were writing that first verse and you're trying to hang on to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the lines take longer and longer to write.
Yeah.
And that's when you go for a walk.
But it isn't that like one of the best feelings in the world when you like when a song just like a verse and a chorus just emerges and you're like, okay, that's a thing.
Right.
And it's so exciting.
That's the exciting part. Yeah, absolutely. That's the best part.
That is the best part.
Yeah.
And then you have to finish it, which is the worst part. It's like the worst thing. It's I never want to finish any songs.
And those lines always, they might not glare to other people.
Yeah.
But they usually do to me.
When you say glare, can you clarify?
I just know when I'm singing the ones that didn't initially arrive in that spark of inspiration.
Yes, I know what you mean. Like for some reason, I find that a lot of the lyrics that you write in that first moment when the melody's forming are like the best ones, and then you have gaps to fill in afterwards, and it's so hard to fill in gaps after the fact.
Yeah, perhaps that's because things aren't happening simultaneously anymore.
Right.
Well, usually when that first round of inspiration comes, I find everything will be happening at once. The chords that I'm choosing, the melody that I'm working on, and the words that are coming out are all sort of in sync together.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas once you have that melody established, you have that chorus together, and it's time to go for that walk or you have to go to work or do something else, there's the one process, which is just you thinking about it now rather than having this physicality to it and just the action of it flowing through you.
Yeah, it doesn't have this sort of coordinated choreography to support it, to inform it.
And with those few things happening at once, maybe that can disable your critical voice for just a moment.
Yeah, it's mysterious, and it's a mysterious process, Justice.
It is.
Yeah,
that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah, it does. It is when it's it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth it when you can handle it. Yep. Well, Justice, why don't we? Oh, I think we got time for another song. Yeah, what should we do next?
Why don't we do the Casual Luxury song?
Oh, tell us about Casual Luxury.
Well, Casual Luxury is my friend Ethan Hall. He also plays in my band Blue Jay, plays the drums. But in this band, he fronts it and plays everything on the entire recording. He's
really
a very talented guy and the most prolific person I think I've ever met musically.
Really?
And he just piles up albums. He just keeps writing and writing albums. I actually saw him last night at Red Gate, which was a great show.
It's a casual luxury show.
Yeah, it was a casual luxury show. He was playing with another couple of bands called Other People and Girlfriends and Boyfriends. And he's just a fantastic musician and a great guy. And the song is called Aurora, which is actually the name of my hometown.
Aurora, Ontario?
So, yeah, Aurora, Ontario.
Huh. I didn't know that. I knew you're from Ontario, but I didn't know you were from Aurora specifically.
Now you know.
Now I know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is Casual Luxury here on CITR.
We'll be right back.
All right, you are back on CITR 101.9 FM. And you were you just spent an hour with me and Justice McClellan here in studio. Justice was kind enough to bring in some music, and we didn't get to a ton of it because we talked so
much. We talked a lot, yeah. But it's been swell, and it's nice to catch up with you, Jasper.
Always good to see you, Justice. Thanks for making the trip out to UBC, and I hope you come back soon with one of your bands to do a session.
I would love that.
Is there anything coming up that you want folks at home to know about, like show-wise, release-wise?
Yeah, March 1st, Blue Jays playing a show at Avant Garden.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that's happening. And besides that, Harlequin Gold is playing some shows in the U.S. And, yeah, that's about
it. Oh, are you going on that U.S. tour with Harlequin?
I'm personally just playing a couple of the shows.
Great.
And Ellie and Avery will be going around as a duo for a majority of them. So,
that's great.
But
which
it'll be nice. I'm playing, I think, 2 Seattle shows with them. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that'll be great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love Seattle. All right, Justice, we are going to switch off. I have another special guest in studio who I will introduce after the break. But Justice, while we do the switchover, why don't you send us off with one last song
from
the playlist?
All right. Let's take a quick look here. And you know what? Let's go with the Harley Small and the Walgreen track, their newest collaboration. Two amazing Vancouver artists who I respect very much and therefore have a crush on them as well.
You know what? And that's like the perfect segue because Walgreen's coming in at 6 o'clock.
Amazing.
To do the same thing.
She's fantastic.
So thank you for that, Justice. And we will see you soon, I hope.
Yeah, thanks for having me.